and this is one that our attorney looked at and the committee looked at and then came back to our emergency management.
So after, and I'm so sorry, what was your name?
John Jensen.
John. Looks like the original request was $149,331.56. And then after some mathematical errors and then Kanakuk as an entity, they reduced the request down to $147,476.80.
Correct.
So that's your, I guess, quote-unquote official request.
Correct.
The recommendation to approve is $126,455.79. That includes PP&E and thermometers of $47,596 and change, disinfection of $41,684 and change, public safety measures of $35,853 and change. I'm assuming that is the drop-off pickup measures.
Yes, it's everything that else outside of the disinfection or PPE that was used. So the public safety measures, the buying of the disposable items for feeding, the setup and some things like that. It excludes any meals, any food, anything like that.
Okay. For a subtotal of $125,134.61. And there was COVID isolation monitoring of $1,321.18. Which came to a total of the $126,455.79. Normally we would just go off the recommendation from Ms. Duckworth, do you want to speak to any of those?
Well, we're appreciative of anything you can do to help us.
Well, I want to give you an opportunity to.
Essentially, we took out anything that the attorney, Mr. Elliott, had any kind of reservations about, with the exception of the staff laundry, because I think he overlooked your justification of the staff laundry. But as far as why you did it, it absolutely falls within like a justifiable expense. So we left that, and that was $27,000 in there.
Did that fall under?
The reasoning they did the staff laundry, it's under the public safety. It's under the disinfection.
Okay.
Because the staff usually goes out and does their own laundry, but because they were limiting them going out, they absorbed
those. I just want to make sure it was in that.
Yes, it's in there.
So it sounds like, I haven't seen what they, so it sounds like what was specifically denied was related to meals?
Mostly the meals, some of the hotel rooms, and those costs, the transportation costs, and some of the labor costs were most of the denials. I will list them all out when it comes through.
I'd be more than happy discussing with you now, or?
Yeah, so I'll just specifically speak to why we incurred those as additional costs. The meals were incurred as additional costs because, again, we restricted staff that go off-site. Normally, they're allowed one day a week to go off-site into the community. And because we restricted our 2,000 college students from going off-site, we provided additional meals that we would normally not provide. And so that was a real expense. And then the hotel rooms are associated with in ensuring safe travels from campers via buses. So we actually sent more staff out to help screen, manage parent drop-off pickup, and screen campers before they came on, and the cost associated with that we claimed in our grant application. So those were the two major items that were excluded from the recommendation. So, but again, we're thankful. First of all, we're thankful for Melissa and her team even to review the extensive list we put together, and you know, anything you can do to help us, we'd be appreciative of.
I'm trying to find the email from.
Oh, I have it from Travis. Yeah.
You guys care if I read some of this, not always in its entirety, but to ask questions? For example, we're not entirely clear of what BUF is. Is that a form of face covering, or is that?
It is. A buff is basically a neck gaiter that you pull up over. So we chose to do that so we didn't have to worry about.
And did you add that in after? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that was included.
The laundering, we went ahead and. I think there was some chairs. That was not. Couldn't find how it related to COVID. Is that?
There's some, a lot of, like, just some little things like that. Some of the mailing, not all of the mailing costs, but some of the mailing, because it's hard to distinguish what would be normal and what would be different to an outside auditor's view. The chairs, some things like that.
On that note, when she mentioned the outside auditor, we have so many people that this goes through to be sure that we're following the guidelines as... You know, we said there's three different bodies and then us. And if they call it being dinged, you don't, when they come in to do their audit, the state will do an audit and then a federal audit. And we want to be sure we're in total compliance.
Completely understand. The chairs and some of the furniture that was claimed in here was specifically associated with the COVID safe areas. We set up 100 beds and facilities to manage that. And then some of the things we had to think through is if you have numerous campers or staff in these areas, how do you take care of them? How do you feed them? How do you entertain them? And so those were additional expenses that we claimed. Again, our goal was not to put pressure on the local health system during this time with our staff and campers.
I think there's a Michael's invoice.
So those would have been things like beads for young kids to play with while they're sitting waiting for 36 hours for a test result.
Well, and I understand that. I have a hard time. I understand.
We understand you're trying to thread a needle, so we respect, again, respect any decision you make for us.
And, of course, as you know, it's to cover all the money is to be spent, not only for expenses that you've incurred already, but it's also to assure protection of those front line. Those are the hospitals, the health department, the emergency.
Completely understand that.
Melissa, you feel comfortable with everything?
I am comfortable with, I think it can be justified. They were able to come back with a list justifying a lot of the things that we had questions about, and that was passed on to Travis as well. So I am comfortable with what we have as being eligible expenses.
The 126,455.79?
Yes. That's everything that's not like a gray area that would be on the fence with any external review.
I'm comfortable with it.
I'm good with it.
Forget how we've been doing that. I'm going to say up to the...
Approving it up to that amount. I mean, you could go ahead and approve it for this amount because I've looked over this one so many times and added everything up that is what it is.
Okay. So. Move to approve the Kennecott CARES Act request up to $126,455.79.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Melissa.
Thank you. Thanks,
sir. We're going to be in recess until, 10 o'clock, and we'll be upstairs. And next on the agenda is CARES Act Phase 3 discussion. 9:31 a.m. We'll be in recess.